I'm Antonia Gonzalez with National Native News. In today's headlines, Colville tribal officials hail the discovery of Chinook salmon in the Kettle River, and the new president of the Institute of American Indian Arts talks about federal funding cuts. These stories and more today on National Native News. This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. Colville tribal officials are hailing the discovery of a Chinook salmon in British Columbia's Kettle River as another sign of success of their salmon reintroduction program. Spokane Public Radio Steve Jackson reports. In recent months, the Institute of American Indian Arts, or IAIA, in Santa Fe, New Mexico, was one of many tribal colleges facing federal funding cuts. KUNM's Jeanette Didio spoke with IAIA's new president, Shelley Lowe, to get an update on where the prominent Indigenous art school stands. The Medicine Wheel Ride, an Indigenous-led fundraiser during the Sturgis Motorcycle Rally in South Dakota, recently completed its sixth year. This year, an estimated 230 rode from Bear Butte State Park across the Black Hills to raise awareness for missing and murdered Indigenous people. The setting of Sturgis is particularly pertinent as Native Hope, a South Dakota nonprofit, considers the rally a major driver of human trafficking. This year's ride was sponsored by Harley-Davidson, and registered riders paid an entry fee dedicated to MMIP justice efforts. U.S. Senator Lisa Murkowski, chair of the Senate Committee on Indian Affairs, will host a roundtable Thursday in Anchorage, Alaska, on a draft legislative package addressing recommendations from a Native Children Commission, which was issued last year. According to Murkowski's office, discussions are aimed at advancing the well-being and future opportunities for Native children. The event is open to the public and will be live-streamed. I'm Antonia Gonzalez.